Well, one Texas state legislator is taking the fight over gun control into his own hands. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, a Texas legislator isn't waiting for the U.S. Congress to act on gun control. Texas State Representative Steve Toth introduced a bill that would make it a felony to enforce federal bans on semi-automatic rifles and magazines in Texas. The legislation would allow any police officers to arrest federal officials attempting to do so. Toth's bill could carry punishments of a $50,000 fine and as many as 5 years in prison. American Rights Association President and Civil Rights Attorney Randall Callinan says the bill isn't likely to pass a constitutional challenge in court if it passes.
The Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution says that federal laws will be supreme over laws that contradict the laws that are federal. So basically, what it's saying is if you have two laws, one is federal and one is state, and they're in conflict, the federal law will win. And now, of course, the remedy to try to get rid of a federal law that bans guns is to challenge it into a court and say, hey, your law is unconstitutional. This particular idea of making a state law that would make it a crime against anybody trying to enforce this gun ban, of course, is just political posturing. It's sort of the old thing that we're, you know, we don't want the feds in the state business. And a lot of these constituents that we have, such as State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican, he's basically kowtowing to his constituency who doesn't like this gun ban, so he is putting forth his gesture to show his constituency that he cares about the Second Amendment. But basically, such a law would have no effect because of the Supremacy Clause of the United States. This is purely a political act to this representative's constituency who he feels, of course, representative feels that his constituency is a big fan of the Second Amendment, freedom to have all the guns and so forth, and don't want any laws against gun ownership or what you can do with your guns. And so this is just a gesture. It will not survive any legal challenge that is brought against it.
Callinan also says the role the Second Amendment plays in any future court challenge will be decided by the Supreme Court.
Well, it would be up to the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Second Amendment and what it means. There was a case a few years ago which said that it's unconstitutional to have a total ban for the people in Washington, D.C. to have handguns in their home. And so that was determined to be unconstitutional. Whether other gun regulations are constitutional, such as the ones that are proposed by President Obama, that would be something that the Supreme Court of the United States could ultimately decide, and they would just look at the Second Amendment and think about, does this gun ban and all the different elements of this ban, are they all constitutional?
Representative Toth's bill is modeled on similar legislation introduced in Wyoming last week. Mississippi, Missouri, Oregon, Kentucky, and Tennessee have introduced measures to follow suit. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Very interesting here. Tell us, does Toth have a time frame on this?
No, we don't have a time frame on this just yet, but remember the Texas State legislative session, it's only about 140 days long.
147 more days, right?
So.
Great. Thank you so much for
that.
Always
a pleasure.